battery life. Bit of a follow-up to this one.
Yeah, there was from last week. So I was a bit critical of the iPhone 12 Pro battery life. Wasn't it lasting me virtually the day? What I did was I actually wiped the whole device, so set it up as a new device.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, you only put on your documents, your photos, just anything from iCloud came back, but not the full backup. Since I've done that, battery life is superb in there as well. Day and a half, 2 days out of it, it's all back to normal now, which means there was something wrong with the backup when I did it. And iPhone users and Android users, remember, you can do this. I've actually put all the instructions up on the website as well. If you reinstall your phone as a brand new phone, only put the stuff on you need. It is like a breath of fresh air.
We've also been warned about Internet Explorer, haven't we? Things are about to change next month.
They are. So, you know, Microsoft don't ever want to use Internet Explorer. If you're still using it, you really have to stop and use Edge or Chrome. So they've forced Chrome up... Edge updates on a lot of computers out there. But next month, just be warned, if you still use Internet Explorer for anything, it's literally going to stop working and Edge will pop up. So there are 1,156 sites they've got along and added to what's called incompatible now on Internet Explorer. So, you know, if you think there's something wrong with your computer next month, you still on Internet Explorer and then Edge pops up towards, let's say, Facebook. Nothing wrong. They're trying to get you off it, which you need to.
Okay, so you don't have to panic. Nothing's wrong with your PC. It's just they want to move you from Internet Explorer, if that's what you're using at the moment, to Edge.
Internet Explorer doesn't display the internet how it should be.
Okay.
It's basically insecure. That's what they're trying to tell you.
All right, so that should be within the next month or so, you're saying?
That's it.
Okay, now, launched last Friday, I believe, Apple One. It's available right now.
Bundle which launched, and it launched in the United States, United Kingdom, US and Canada. Three tiers on there. What it is, it's you can bundle all your services you subscribe to with Apple into one, like you roll it up and put it all into one individual bundle. So there's an individual bundle for one person, which is got Apple Music, TV Plus, their game service, and 50 gigabyte cloud storage for $19.95 a month. Families, where you can share it up to six people on there, Apple Music, TV Plus, the games one, 200 gig of iCloud storage for $25.95 a month. Remember, you can share it. Then they've got a Premier one as well, which is music, the TV Plus, the games, News Plus, so you can get, I think it's 100 magazines on your iPad on there as well, Apple Fitness Plus, which is gym owners will loathe that as well because people won't be going to the gym. 2 terabytes of iCloud storage, $39.95 a month, can be shared up to 6 family members. The thing that I did was I looked at all the things I'm paying for now, worked out if I saved money, and I saved money, Lee, considerable amount of money on what I subscribe to now. If you haven't thought about it, go over there. It's a free 30-day trial as well. But it's about saving money and making it easy for you.
Yeah, those bundle prices are pretty reasonable, aren't they?
They are very reasonable. I mean, 2 terabytes of storage and all the music and TV and things.
Mm.
And the Apple Fitness Plus, which is coming, which is fitness things which will show on your phone and your Apple Watch, is really going to worry gym owners out there. But it's good for people to get exercise if they don't want to leave their home as well.
Sure is. And just polishing off, tell us about the NBN plans.
There is one particular not to choose. Rod Sims got in the chairman of the ACCC, who I'm not the most biggest fan of him, as all as regular listeners to this segment will know, told Senate Estimates on Tuesday night that the consumer watchdog was determined to ensure NBN's 12 megabit, 1 megabit plan remained low. And price at the low end would not rise if we have anything to do with it. Can I just say, that is the one plan that nobody should sign up to. If you've signed up to that plan, it is the worst plan to go along and sign up to because you will notice no difference. In fact, you'll probably go along and say, that's where people come along and say, it's the NBN is slower than what I used to have before. It is not the plan to sign up to. That is probably only designed for people who want a phone line in their home. So the 12 megabit plan, do not sign up for it. There's 3 to 4 telcos still offering it out there. Telstra won't allow you to sign up for that plan. They don't even have it on their list, I've got to say.
Okay, so Richard is telling us to beware and keep well away from that.
That's right. If you want to enjoy a decent NBN connection.